November 16, a day of reckoning. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. Matthew 25:29. If talents are well improved, increased talents are the result. Unto every one that hath shall be given. If heaven's bestowed gifts are not appreciated and approved as God's entrusted capital, if they are buried in worldliness and selfishness, these powers capable of blessing humanity decrease, and because the God of heaven is not sought after and glorified as the source of all these precious endowments, he is dishonored and he cuts off the supply. In order to increase, to grow to the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we must put to use by human effort our physical and intellectual powers. Those who hoard up their talents to rust, unemployed, unimproved, must not think that such action in any way relieves them from responsibility. For God holds us responsible for the good we might do if we took up the yoke with Christ, lifting his burdens, learning more of his meekness and lowliness of heart day by day. The interest continues to accumulate on buried talents, and instead of decreasing our responsibility, the burying of our talent only increases and intensifies it. Let the human agent consider the solemn fact that the day of reckoning is just before us, and that we are daily deciding that what our eternal destiny shall be. The Master examines every individual case, dealing personally with the talents entrusted by him. O solemn day of reckoning, that day which will bring paleness to many faces, that day in which the word shall be spoken to many, thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. It will be an awful thing to be found wanting when the book of accounts is opened in that great day. Upon the decisions reached in that day depends the future eternal interest of every soul. We shall have unspeakable joy or unutterable woe and misery. Oh, how Jesus will love to recompense every true worker. Every faithfully performed duty will receive his blessing. It is then that he pronounces the benediction, "Well done."